Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said he's deeply concerned by footage showing police officers detaining women at Saturday night's vigil to remember Sarah Everard, a crowd gathered at Clapham Common in London to remember the 33-year-old marketing executive. But scuffles broke out as police surrounded a bandstand covered in flowers left in tribute. Freelance journalist Louise McLaughlin was at the vigil and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Louise.
Hi, Claire.
Describe, first of all, the scene from the weekend. You were there, you saw exactly what happened.
Yeah, so I arrived around 5:45 and the mood was very somber. You know, it was all in tribute to Sarah. People were laying down flowers. Very few people had signs. There were a few signs saying, you know, defund the police. Obviously, there was a bit of anti-police sentiment already there because the man who has been arrested for her murder is a Metropolitan Police officer. But generally, it was all, you know, it wasn't a social issue against the police. It was all in remembrance. And there was police presence, there was a helicopter overhead, and there were uniformed people hanging back, but nothing interfering at that point.
So what happened then to turn the atmosphere?
Well, so we did a minute of silence at 6 p.m. and everything was fine. And then people went up onto the bandstand, which had been the focal point where all the flowers were being laid, all of the signs were. And they just started talking and doing a chant, and the people in the crowd were saying it back. And they were saying, you know, the police didn't want this to go ahead. And as they were saying that, police started milling through the crowd and trying to gently say, please disperse, go home, it's over. And I think the people on the bandstand saw this and they said, the police are trying to shut us down. And the crowd started saying, let her speak, let her speak. And then that kind of erupted into a bit more anger, saying, arrest your own, who do you protect? And at this point, the police started moving forward. They moved to move people off the bandstand. But of course, in the process, again, this was the focal point. This is where all the flowers were laid. So, you know, flowers were getting trampled on. Candles were kind of being walked on. You could hear glass smashing. And I think the crowd just got very upset at it. And it turned it from a vigil into an us versus them situation in many ways.
And what happened then? I mean, you were there and you saw this unfolding, you saw the atmosphere change and you saw the police then begin to move in and make those arrests. Was it a scary scene at that point?
I definitely felt my adrenaline go up. I knew something was about to kick off. I didn't know, you know, in what way, but it just seemed like the police sensed that the rhetoric towards them had changed and maybe that is what sparked them to move in. But it was very clear that, you know, they weren't happy. But again, they had centred, they moved into the very centre of quite a large crowd and just kind of positioned themselves in the middle of it and started moving people out, obviously, you know, in the name of protecting people during a pandemic, but actually almost pushed people and squashed people closer than they had been previously.
Now, the reaction, there's been a lot of political reaction to this since it happened on Saturday, Louise. The London Mayor Sadiq Khan is calling for an independent investigation into the Met's action. What other reaction have you heard?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's calls for Dame Cressida Dick to stand down. She's the Met Police Commissioner, of course. She's saying that she won't. But yeah, I mean, there's calls on both sides of the aisle, especially for the women here. People are very disappointed. People feel like their voices just haven't been heard. They feel like the treatment was disproportionate to other protests or other groups gatherings that have happened throughout the country. But there will be an independent investigation now. Sadiq Khan has obviously called for that, and the police watchdog is going to do that. We're expecting to hear what their conclusion is, maybe in the next 2 weeks. So the next fortnight will be quite important with seeing where this goes.
And do you expect that there will be other vigils or protests as a result of what happened at the weekend?
Yes, there's something planned today in central London. There was also something at Parliament Square yesterday. A few hundred people turned out, and that was, I was there as well. That was largely an anti-police demonstration by the end of it. They ended up surrounding the statue of Winston Churchill, and many protesters were saying, protect women, not statues.
Okay, Louise, thank you for joining us from London. That's freelance journalist Louise McLaughlin there.